My name is Andrew Mukey. Thanks for joining me. This is the show Never Heard That. Today, we're going to be listening to a very rare track by the US artist Jeff Buckley, which he recorded as a demo in either 1995 or 1996 with his then partner, Liz Fraser, gun vocalist of the UK band Cocteau Twins. Now, it needs to be said that this track, All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun, is actually just a demo. When it, amongst a whole batch of other songs and live recordings titled Live in New York, snuck out onto the internet in the mid-2000s, Liz Fraser expressed her disappointment. It is perhaps safe to say that it was not supposed to be out in public, either in that form or even not at all. What needs to be said is that this song is very special to a lot of people. Serious fans would say that this is the meeting place of two of the greatest vocalists to have come out of contemporary music. Its rawness and bare bones, which may have been lost with a full production, combined with the emotion that both place on the delivery of the words, creates something unique and special. A little glimpse into two super talents doing what they do. I decided to put Jeff Buckley's name on today's podcast as we have spoken of Liz Fraser and the Cocteau Twins in an early episode. And Jeff Buckley had a short but big impact on music, and it could be said was surrounded by tragedy. He was son of the mid-60s to early 70s musician Tim Buckley. Buckley died of a drug overdose in 1975. He was also the author of the track Song to the Siren that Liz Fraser did as a cover in the 1980s as a part of This Mortal Coil. That song is considered one of the great cover versions of all time, and I wonder if this was a point of introduction between the two. Not surprisingly then, Buckley was brought up surrounded by music. Success, however, did not come easily, and he had to work hard on his craft. Although he worked in bands, in the early 90s he started to play some solo residencies at clubs and cafes in New York, including one that he helped make legendary called Sin Is. Buckley has stated that he learned how to perform on stage from playing these small venues to small crowds. It didn't take long for word of mouth about this great vocalist and performer to get out, and the record companies came calling. Signing a deal with Columbia Records, and although great plans were put in place, the first release for Buckley was a four-track EP, indicative of this time, called Live at the Sin Is in November 1993. Jeff Buckley's only album, Grace, was released in August 1994. It took its time to embed itself on popular music culture and wasn't an instant hit. Now, however, many place it amongst the greatest albums of all time. Huge world tours continued to elevate his star, but it all came crashing down in May 1997 with his death by accidental drowning. His band was recording new material at the time of his death, and this was released as Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk in 1998. There has been a range of other releases, but it's fair to presume it all unofficial, as Buckley was not here to oversee its completion. It is definitely worth mentioning that Liz Fraser became aware of Jeff Buckley's death whilst recording the lyrics for the Massive Attack masterpiece Teardrop. She has indicated that the lyrics are influenced by his passing. So here is a very special track, All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun, by Jeff Buckley and Liz Fraser from sometime in 1995 or 1996.
There's no one for you, but there is one. traveler, fading farther from me, with your face in my window glow. When will you weep for me, sweet willow? Thank you.